Hello, and thanks for listening to the podcast edition of Ordinary Philosophy. Here, you can listen to interviews and audio renditions of pieces published in Ordinary Philosophy about philosophy as one of the most important tools to help us live good and meaningful lives, and about the history of ideas that change the world. For more about Ordinary Philosophy, and to discover the sources and inspiration for each piece, please visit ordinaryphilosophy.com. Ordinary Philosophy's website and podcast are independent and ad-free, and so depend on support from patrons and listeners like you. To find out more about how you can contribute to Ordinary Philosophy, please visit the Subscribe, Submit, and Support page and donate today. And if you enjoy what you read and hear at Ordinary Philosophy, please share with those you believe will enjoy it too. I'm Amy Cools, creator and editor of Ordinary Philosophy. Episode 37, Ordinary Philosophy Recommends, Fareed Zakaria on What America Could Learn from Singapore About Racial Integration. In thinking recently about the nature of government and its proper roles, I recalled the Fareed Zakaria article I had read, What America Could Learn from Singapore About Racial Integration, published in the Washington Post, June 25, 2015, about Singapore's engineered diversity. In it, Zakaria praises Singapore's efforts to reduce racial and religious bigotry by increasing the diversity of its neighborhoods. The government's tactics to achieve this would be intolerably intrusive to most Americans, and indeed to the citizens of most modern democratic nations. When it comes to race and class, the Singaporean law favors the government's interest in providing an environment where citizens are brought up in familiarity with people who are different than they are, and therefore less subject to the harmful effects of bigotry, over the rights of individuals to freely choose where to live. So can Singaporeans be considered more free than Americans when it comes to race and class? What does it mean to be free in this sense? We struggle here in the United States from the ugly effects of entrenched bigotries, ancient and new, long after we've considered it okay to sanction them by law. We live in self-segregated neighborhoods where racial minorities and the less wealthy enjoy a far lower level of health and personal safety. Religious minorities, at this moment in our history, especially Muslims, although Quakers, Catholics, Jews, and others have had their turns, are subject to the suspicion and hatred born largely of ignorance, and social mobility is extremely slow. But we can choose to live, at least on paper, wherever we want. Does that make us really more free? And if we generally agree, as a society, that we believe the end of bigotry is a worthy moral goal, is it right and proper for the government to be the arbiter of that goal? Is morality a governmental concern at all? Or is it the government's role to keep out while citizens wrangle with important moral questions, interfering only to protect its citizens from bodily harm? Along with Zakaria, I find much to admire in Singapore's goal, and its tactics do appear to help foster social cohesion and reduce conflict. Would Americans ever really go for anything like that if our conflicts of race, class, and religion continue to set us against one another? I doubt it. But I don't think that we should kid ourselves that it makes us any more truly free. As always, thanks for listening.